Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's Beddys.com.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Navneet Dubey from Mint's personal finance team. Today's topic of Why Not Mint Money podcast is it important to opt for a home loan insurance while buying a home? Before that, I would like to tell you that in our today's episode, we have invited Sajja Praveen Chaudhary, who is Associate Director of PolicyBazaar.com, as an expert speaker today.
Hi, welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started on your money journey.
Hi, Sajja. Welcome to the insurance episode.
Hi, Navneet. How are you?
All good. So let's begin our insurance episode. My first question to you is, what is home insurance or home loan insurance, and what type of insurance one can buy?
Basically, you know, people generally get confused at times between home insurance and home loan insurance. These are two different things very much. Home insurance, you know, either covers your building structure or content which is inside the house, or both, depending on the type of the policy that you opt for. This is completely a policy that you are taking for your house structure or content within the house. Whereas home loan insurance is a very different cover. It generally covers your life, like a life insurance policy or a term insurance policy, with a small twist that just that, you know, basically the cover amount keeps reducing as the loan tenure goes forward. So let's assume you've taken a 1 crore loan today and you've taken a 1 crore rupees of home loan insurance. Your life is covered for 1 crore, but this 1 crore keeps every year as you pay the EMI to the bank and how the loan amount would have reduced. So your cover becomes that. And in case of your death, the insurance company pays the bank whatever the home loan insurance sum assured in that year is. And let's assume if it is higher, then the remaining amount will get paid to your nominee. And if it is lower, then your nominee has to pay the remaining amount to the bank. So these two are very different. And there's also a very small category of products, basically, you know, where the home loan insurance also is not covered for life, but is covered for critical illness. But that's a very, very small segment, and that's not a major segment. So ideally, home loan insurance is what a lot of people buy with when they're taking a home or a home loan. And home insurance is the other one which covers for your structure or content.
So can one buy both the insurance together?
No. So both of these products are very different, Navneet. Home insurance, as I said, it is completely a product which is sold by general insurance companies, which offer it as a product which is either a structure or content being covered. Whereas home loan insurance is something which is covering your your life or a criticalness against it. So one is the policy, generally the home loan insurance provided by the life insurance company, and home insurance is given by general insurance companies. And even both of these products work very differently. And that's how it is. It's not available combinedly generally.
Okay. So is how is home loan insurance better than term insurance?
Both of these work very differently again, Navneet, between home loan insurance and term insurance. Generally, home loan insurance is taken with loan amount, as I said, right, as the life cover. And the loan tenure is the tenure for this policy also. So let's assume the loan is taken for 15 years and the loan amount is 1 crore. So the home loan insurance policy will be for 15 years with a starting cover of 1 crore, which gets reduced every year and becomes zero in the 16th year. Okay. Now, as the and the cover amount keeps reducing and will broadly match the outstanding loan amount.
So just to, you know, match this context, if I buy a term insurance with decreasing sum assured, how is it?
You can kind of compare it like that. Yes. In case you buy a term insurance with a decreasing cover every year, although that does not exist today in that scenario exactly. But if you were to take a term insurance with a decreasing every year, but decreasing as per that loan amount getting reduced. Okay. So you have to also look at it from that perspective. Generally, the way home loan insurance works is, you've taken a 1 crore loan today, with your interest, plus your interest minus your EMI is what it would be next year, and next to next year, so on and so forth. That's how the home loan insurance cover also gets reducing every year. So, and you know, that's assuming all of EMIs have been paid. So in case of your death, what happens is, as I said, the loan amount gets paid by the bank, by the insurer to the bank, and our home becomes loan free. There is a term insurance. Basically, your life amount is fixed. Life cover amount is fixed. So if you're taking a 1 crore cover today, for next 20 years or 30 years or whatever it is, so it's the same 1 crore is there. So let's say even if you're taking for the next 15 years, that 1 crore is there for the next 15 years. So if you take an example, right? Let's say you're taking a 1 crore loan and, you know, two scenarios. Let's say in 10th year, approximately the loan outstanding would be 55 lakhs. In case of home loan insurance, generally that 55 lakhs would have been paid to the bank and everything would have been done with. In term insurance, your nominee would have got 1 crore, out of which 1 crore, 955 lakhs can be paid to the bank by nominee, and rest 45 lakhs can be kept by them. So that's how both of them are very different. Yeah.
So is it better to take term insurance then? I mean, most of the liabilities get covered under term insurance.
See, term insurance takes care of all kind of liabilities and your future needs, right? So generally, term insurance is something that you take post assessing what are the liabilities that you have, including loans and other things, and your family's future needs. You know, which means in case of your absence, what does your kids need for education, or what does your family need for their living life, for their lifestyle to continue as it is, and so on and so forth. So Amir, term insurance, home loan insurance is a small part of the entire term insurance planning, I would say. Okay. So if you have a larger term insurance in place, then everything is taken care of. You actually will not require a separate home loan insurance. So home loan insurance, generally for those people who have a very, very short-termish need, you know, saying this is the only loan which I need to cover for, I don't need it and everything else, and I don't see any liabilities coming in future, which is a very small segment of population, I would say, for whom home loan insurance might suit. Otherwise, term insurance is what is the best thing, and ideally, you know, you should basically compare before taking either a term insurance or a home loan insurance, you know, to cover your home loan. You might want to compare what are the different plans available and what are your liabilities and what are your future family needs, and then take whatever suits best, because, you know, not everyone is same in this world, right? Everyone might have different requirements, and every plan has different features also. So home loan insurance has different features, whereas term insurance plans have different features. So it might be better to compare and then see what do you want to offer.
Okay. Coming back to home loan insurance, so can you tell what is covered and what is not covered under such insurance?
Yeah, so as I said, right, home loan insurance covers your outstanding loan amount. As per the, whatever the calculation that has been kept in place by your, between your bank and the insurance company in the starting
from
of the policy
day one,
itself.
Right?
From day one, it is kept as, you know, every year reducing, and that is constant, whatever that value is. So let's assume if you miss your EMIs in between, okay? Which means your outstanding would increase. Or let's assume there have been rate changes now, right? Now all the whosoever would have taken a floating interest rate, they would have got two options from the bank. Either you increase your EMI that you're paying every month, or you increase your loan tenure. Okay.
Yes.
Now those who would have opted for an increase of loan tenure, they would be in a trouble, because what would happen is, basically you've taken a home loan insurance for 15 years, 1 crore to start with, and which becomes zero in the 15th year. But now all of a sudden your 15 years have become 20 years. So you're not covered for 16th to 20th year, right? That's one part. Or second is, let's say you missed some EMIs, like during COVID, some people did not pay EMIs for 6 months, which means the outstanding loan amount became higher. So let's say you pass away in the 10th year and the bank pays 55 lakhs to the bank, the insurer pays 55 lakhs to the bank on your death, but the outstanding loan amount is actually 65 lakhs. Then your family has to pay the 10 lakhs anyways. So those are the small things which I would say not covered. I wouldn't say not covered, but there are some nitty-gritties where the home loan insurance falls outside of what you might wanted to have happen with your family, right? So then they have to arrange for that money and all. That's one thing. Apart from this, what does it not cover? The home loan insurance does not have the new age features that insurance companies have launched under term insurance plans. Again, the reason I'm comparing to term insurance is because home loan insurance and term insurance are comparable and are almost similar products, right? So the term insurance plans have new age features which insurers have launched these days, like, you know, special exit option, which gives you a freedom to exit the plan and take all your premiums back at a certain age at the same cost of a regular term plan. Okay. And say premium holiday features, terminal illness benefit, waiver of premium benefit included within the plans at the same cost. So all of these are not there generally in home loan insurance products, because generally the way home loan insurance products have been there for years has been like a pure vanilla thing, and there are not much of changes that have happened in that area. So those are other things when you look at, you know, what is not covered. Again, you have to compare it, and hence comparatively, these are things I would say not covered under home loan insurance.
Okay. One more thing. Suppose I bought a house for 1 crore and I took a loan of 80 lakhs. So automatically, will I get the insurance cover of 80 lakhs, or we can decide the quantum of home loan cover?
No, generally home loan insurance, the quantum of the cover is attached to your loan amount.
Okay, it's
so
directly
whatever loan that you're taking, whatever that you're taking as a loan amount, that is the cover. That is where the cover starts with. And see, there is an EMI schedule, right, that you would get from a bank. Normally you pay every year this much EMI. Every year your outstanding loan amount is going to be X or Y or Z. So your home loan insurance is going to have a sum assured or a cover amount, which is exactly the outstanding amount of every year. Okay. Assuming you paid all the EMIs on time and assuming the interest rates remain same, the loan tenure remains same.
So the premium you pay for this home loan insurance is fixed or you need to pay it annually?
So normally it is a single premium. It's a single premium payment option that 99% of the market operates on. It's sold to most of the customers as part of the loan dispersal process itself, the home loan insurance, and is majorly single premium payment option where, you know, premium is paid upfront either by you or is generally, again, 99% of the times is mostly added to your loan amount or your EMI. So most of the customers actually end up tick marking that, you know, I would want to opt for this, and then they end up paying it as part of their EMI itself.
Okay. Okay. So what factors affect home loan insurance premium?
See, as I said, right, home loan insurance at the end of the day is like a life insurance only. So similar to life insurance, it's affected by your age, the tenure that you're taking, the cover amount, which is the loan amount in this case. It's almost similar to what the term insurance factors are. It's not much, very much different as such.
Okay. Okay. So my last question is, like, do you get any tax benefit taking home loan insurance?
So, you know, you don't get the tax benefit under 80 section 80C in home loan insurance if the home loan insurance premium gets added to the loan amount by your lender and is made part of your overall EMI. So let me explain this. As I said, right, majority of the people, generally what happens is the home loan insurance premium is added to the loan amount and becomes part of your EMI, where you're actually not. For example, the premium is, say, 80,000 rupees one time, or, you know, say 2 lakh rupees one time premium. This 2 lakh rupees, you're not paying to the insurance company directly. This 2 lakh rupees, generally the lender is adding it to your loan amount and is basically, you know, adjusting your EMI to for an increased value. In such scenarios, which is majority of the customers end up doing, they don't get any tax benefit under Section 80C. Okay. But however, you will get a tax benefit under 80C, like a similarly to a term insurance plan or life insurance plan, if the insurance premium is being paid by you directly and is not being made part of the loan. That's how it's going to be.
Okay. Okay, so any advice do you want to give to our listeners?
Unfortunately, a lot of users or consumers get confused between home insurance, home loan insurance. That's a tough one for many people because they don't really understand the difference and all of that. Ideally, whenever you have liabilities on you, it is good that you should have a life cover on you, whether it's in the form of home loan insurance or term insurance. Okay. Now, you should assess whatever your liabilities are, whatever your future family needs are, and is it only that liability, only short-term thing, and, you know, you only want to cover this, or you want to cover overall, and then plan, and then look at both the plans, the home loan insurance and the term insurance, whatever is there in the market, and then look at both of them, compare them, and figure out what suits your requirements the best. You know, there are a lot of times what happens is, you know, people end up buying plans saying, you know, my friend also bought this and hence I bought this. The problem is that, you know, your friend's lifestyle and your friend's family requirements are very different, might be very different from your, you know, family requirements, right? Yeah. So you might want to figure out how do you want to do that. So at times it might happen that, some of the families might have a scenario where, let's assume you've taken a home loan insurance or whatever it is, or any kind of insurance where the money comes in bulk and, you know, or the house comes in, you know, in one go to your family, or the money comes in bulk. And then There are a lot of stories that happen in society that happened in the society where someone came, some friends came, or nearby members came, and then, you know, they asked you to invest in some place, or they, you know, used it as collateral for something else. And you could say, yaar mama ji ne bola, ya, you know, inhone bataya tha. You know, how can we avoid that?
Yes.
And then they end up, having no money left out because there's no one to guide, right? So you might want to also understand how your nominee is going to act in such an emotional situation when this kind of happens, because this is the reality. This is what has happened with people, a lot of people, right? So, and look at what are the options that you have. For example, in term insurance, you will have options of where you don't get entire money upfront. You might get some portion of it upfront, and the rest of the portion comes as monthly income every month for the next 10 years, 15 years, or 5 years. Okay.
Right,
which
right.
might be more helpful for your family, right? Or your liabilities might be much more than just a home loan, and hence you might want to take that. Or there'll be very few scenarios where your liability is only very, very short termish. And that's where you might want to end up with a home loan insurance. But again, as I said, a thumb rule is please compare different plans from different providers and choose what suits you the best.
That brings us to the end of our episode. If you would like to know more or make suggestions of a personal finance topic that you want us to cover, you can reach out to me on Twitter at @IamNavneetDubey. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need: a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's BEDDYS.com.